yes, you can build the business you want, impact your community, and bring revenue into your business. You just need the right strategies, support, and focus. Now, I don't have to tell you that surrounding yourself with a group of like-minded and success-minded people is only going to move your business forward. And that's what you get inside my Thrive membership. Inside, you get access to weekly live Q&A calls, industry-specific business training, accountability, and resources that will bring ease and give you back time. This group, part mentorship, part coaching, part mastermind, will keep you focused on what matters. So what does matter? Well, your business getting a steady stream of new clients and being able to seamlessly retain your existing clientele and building those systems that allow you to take time out of your business. Head to spring3.com/thrive to find out more and join an upcoming interest call with me. Now, here's this week's episode of the Pilates Business Podcast. I just don't know where to start. I hear this so often, and honestly, I am not surprised because you are a busy studio owner who is wearing many, many hats and evolving out of possibly the most challenging periods of time in business. Yes, you're probably part excited to finally get things going again, but probably also part exhausted by even just the thought of it. And that's why I want to simplify things for you. I hear so many studio owners and teachers tell me that they have a lot of ideas and thoughts about what they want to do, but they just don't know where to focus first, or they don't know where to start. And I don't think we have to overcomplicate things. I'm all about keeping it simple and getting really focused on what matters, on what will move the needle and what will have the biggest impact on your business. That's why I want to share with you the three areas of focus for your business that will help you to cut through that overwhelm and help you feel in control of your business. Well, hi there, I'm Saran Glanfield. I'm a business and marketing strategist just for boutique fitness studio owners like you. If you're ready to be inspired and make a bigger impact, you're in the right place. All you need are a few key strategies, the right mindset, and some support along the way. Join me as I share the real life insights that will help you grow a sustainable and profitable studio. This is the Pilates Business Podcast. Welcome back to the Pilates Business Podcast. I'm Saran, and I'm really glad you're here with me today again. I've got my matcha latte right here. And you should know I'm definitely a coffee drinker, but I do like to mix it up a little bit. I did do that whole warm water with lemon thing in the morning for a while. And I think, you know, it's great. But right around the time I think I could drink caffeine again after I had my third baby, I was all about the coffee. So enough about that. Let's dive into some business talk. Today, I want to share with you three of my top strategies that will help you to really build your business. Now, these are the areas that I focus on when I'm working with my studio owner clients, and we are working together to help them to build and grow their studio business. Okay, now there are three specific areas of focus. And really what I find is that most businesses, most studios, and it doesn't really matter what business you're in actually, but many tend to focus on just one or two of these three. And really, you need to have all three tied up, wrapped up with a bow on to be fully optimized in the business. In order for your business to grow efficiently and for you to avoid that stress and hustle and that never-ending list of things that you should or could do, these are sort of the three pillars you want to be focused on. And these are the things that I have been focused on with my clients now, but it's something that I have really honed in on over the years. Now, as a teacher and also whilst working with studios, that, you know, honestly, I've never stepped foot into the studios of most of my clients, but from working with teachers and studio owners around the world and having worked also inside of corporate businesses, there's a lot of things that we can learn from each of those different environments that I have applied to both. And I know in a previous career, I also worked in sales, but I wasn't selling something to the same person over and over again. I was selling something to like just once to different people. And in that role, what you're doing is you're looking for lots of people to buy something from you once, right? You're looking for new clients and new leads every single day. Now, your business is not like that. You are looking for people to buy from you repeatedly, over and over and over again. And what you're trying to do is to develop long-term loyal clients. You want people to come back and buy from you over and over again. So you want them to, you want to set up a system where they can be encouraged to do that in a very organic, a very authentic, and a very genuine way. So you want to have some sort of processes or systems or standards in place, some procedures that will help you to deliver your services efficiently, that will encourage that repeat purchase pattern that we're looking for. Now, there are three real areas that you need to focus on when it comes to building your business. And your business is a business where you are looking for repeat buyers, where you're looking to build long-term loyal clients. You also, though, do need to have a system that brings new clients into your business. This is the first pillar. You need to have new clients coming into your business. This is the first area of focus, focusing on getting new folks in the door and getting yourself visible to your community. The second thing is you need to be looking for ways to retain your clients. Like I said earlier, to be setting yourself up to have those your clients come back and buy from you over and over and over again. You want sticky clients. You want clients that really stick around. You want clients that come back and are visiting your studio or taking your classes on a very regular basis. And finally, the third pillar is you need to be looking for systems that will help you to streamline all of your operations. Okay. So the three areas are to bring new client, have a system for bringing new clients into your business, to have systems for retaining your clients, and then be looking at systems that make all of the operations of your business work really, really, really easily and really effectively. And I would say that these are these three areas that need your focus and your attention each and every week in your business. And when I'm working with clients and when we dive into what that looks like, you'll start to get a better picture, right? So we start, the number one place to start is at the top of the funnel, at that attract marketing strategies, the strategies and the tactics and the tools and the systems that bring new clients into your business, bring new people into your studio. And these tactics, these strategies, they look like traditional advertising, yes. They also look like networking. They look like getting visible and making your business visible to all of the people who may or may not be interested in your business. And it also looks like having an introductory offer that is effective, that is enticing, appealing, and compelling. And this also looks like implementing strategies that encourage that word of mouth marketing. It looks like implementing strategies that gets clients into the door, in through the door, I should say, and trying your classes. This also looks like hosting promotions and hosting events and cross promotions and so on. Now, as clients move out of that very initial phase of being a client, you will want them to come back. Right? And this is where you switch and get super focused on retention. So after they've made that purchase decision and you've converted them into a buyer of some sort, you'll be focused on retaining them in your business and making them repeat buyers of your services. And that means that they're going to buy multiple packages. They might be buying a subscription or a membership as well. And there are actually so many different ways that people can buy from me these days. Retention marketing really looks like developing and building that relationship, developing that connection between you and your clients, and making your clients really, really sticky. Now, when we're doing that, when we're looking for ways to do that, when we're looking for ways to connect with your clients, we're using email, we're using social media, we're using text message, we're using videos even. so many different ways we can stay connected. And of course, we haven't even talked about what you can do and say when you are seeing them in person or even over the screen. So you see, a lot goes into all of these things. And we know I talk for hours about each of these things, even if it was just one of them, say like email marketing, right? We can talk for hours about text message marketing and so many other different ways that you can stay connected to your clients. And there's so many things that you can do inside the studio as well to keep your clients coming back, to help them feel like they are appreciated, and to make sure that they really understand and know that they need to keep coming back in order to continue to feel good, continue to feel stronger, and to get the results that you promise. So if you've got great clients coming into your business already, and you're really taking care of those clients week after week, month after month, and year after year, you might think that kind of ends there, right? Because what else will you need? Well, if you have both of those things and you're feeling pretty good about that, that's absolutely fantastic. And you are a step ahead of many others. However, there is one piece of the puzzle that might be missing. And it's that piece of the puzzle that will stop you feeling like you're spinning your wheels and feeling overwhelmed. And that missing piece of the puzzle is often systems, processes, procedures, and just simply documenting how you do things in your business. Now, if you have these processes or if you have standards in place, it really will help you to avoid the feeling of overwhelm, and it will also help you feel way more in control of your business. So why do we need all these things? Well, if you don't have those things, you will be starting from scratch every single time you go to do something. You're going to feel like you don't have everything kind of zipped up and organized. And you might be missing things that should be happening in your business. Okay. And obviously things that should be happening each day in your business, but even things that should be happening on the business side, like perhaps tracking your numbers, looking at your expenses, organizing your expenses, writing and documenting your operating procedures, having training manuals for your teachers or your staff members, studio manuals, that sort of thing can be really helpful to get your teachers and other team members up to speed. Perhaps having guidelines and policies in place for how you handle your clients in various situations. All of these are different systems that you might want to implement in your business. And all of these systems will help make your business more streamlined, more efficient, and helps you to not be the person who is answering every single email and every single phone call and every single inquiry and every single question. So once you start to document some of these processes in your business, in fact, I was just talking to some studio owners inside of my marketing intensive about this, and we were talking about the introductory period and how it is really helpful to document what you want that process to look like there, because it will really help not just you to get clarity around how you want to deliver that experience, but it will also help your team to understand what they should be doing in order to keep those standards high and keep the experience consistent across the board. So it will also help you to hire, when you hire new people into your studio, whether those are teachers or other team members, it will really help them to get up to speed much, much faster. It will help you to deliver that very consistent experience for all of your clients. It will also ensure that you can actually take a real vacation. So these are the three areas that I really recommend you focus on inside of your business, that, you know, as part of your monthly, perhaps part of your monthly planning session, you think about how you're focused on attracting new clients into your business. You focus on how you're going to make sure your retention numbers stay high, and you focus on how you can do something, just one thing each month, to streamline the way that you do your business. Okay. So I talked about attract marketing, which is getting clients into your studio. There's so many different ways to do that. And then I talked about retention marketing, which is getting your clients to stick around. And again, there's so many different ways to do that too. You're going to get a lot of people give you lots of recommendations, and not all of them will be right for your business. Not all of them will work for you. And that's where it makes sense to have someone who understands your business and knows your business to really give you some guidance. And then that third element is those systems. Now, this can often look like looking at your numbers. So that those are your key performance indicators. It's something I know so many of us avoid doing. Honestly, I have done that for a long time in my business. But I will tell you that when you start to track your numbers, they give you so much insight into what is happening in your business for real. So I absolutely love numbers. I love looking at the numbers because they do really tell us so much about what's going on. And I love to see what those numbers are really telling us. And they do help us to really figure out whether or not certain strategies will work or where we need to spend a little bit more time and give a little bit more love to our systems in our business. When it comes to bringing new clients in and getting clients to stick around, no two businesses are the same and no two sets of numbers are the same for sure. So you definitely want to be on top of yours and be aware of what your numbers look like and really don't concern yourself with what other people's numbers are looking like. You definitely want to make sure that you are looking at the trends when it comes to numbers and that you have some goals and some targets set for yourself. Some other systems you might want to have in place are systems around things like how to hire, interview questions, how to train new teachers or new staff members, and how to make sure that they become part of your team and aware of the way that you like to do things inside of your business. You can even have systems to help you run your team meetings better. So this might look like a way to get your meeting planned out and a way to get your how you run the meeting itself. When you kind of commit to putting together some of these and documenting some of these actions and activities that you do over and over again in my business, oh my gosh, it just really does change a lot for you. The next time you go to hire someone, because you will need to hire someone because your business is going to grow, the next time you need to hire someone, it will be so much easier and more streamlined, and it will take a lot less of your energy and stress. So when you have all these things documented, you'll feel a ton more in control of your business. You'll feel like you're more organized and you'll feel like you can delegate much, much easier. And generally things just flow so much better. Sounds pretty good, right? So let's recap. The three areas that you need to focus on in your business are the ways that you can bring new clients into your business each and every month. The ways that you can retain your existing clients. What can you do to make sure that your clients stick around? And the third thing you need to focus on in your business is putting systems in place for all of those activities that you do on a very regular basis. You want to make sure you have that process documented, and that will help you to decide whether or not it's possible to delegate that to somebody else. And if you can't, it will still just make your life a lot easier when it comes to doing that task. And it will just help to streamline your operations and optimize your time, which we want because that's how you get to take time out of your business. So if you can take one action item away from this podcast today, I would say just find one thing from each of these focus areas each week or each month and go away and focus on how you can improve that part of your business, and you will be moving your business forward. And that's all I want for you, is to help you to move your business forward toward the vision that you have for your business. So I hope that helped you to figure out where you should focus on in your business and how to avoid the overwhelm, how to get organized. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening in. I'm really excited to hear your thoughts on this topic. So why don't you share your biggest takeaway? If you go to Instagram and snap a screenshot of this episode and tag me at Saran_spring_3 or #PilatesBusinessPodcast and just share your biggest takeaway from this episode with me over on Instagram. I'd love to hear you from you. Did you love this episode and want more? Head to spring3.com and check out my free resources that will help you run a profitable and fulfilling studio business. And before you go, one last reminder, there is no one way to do what you do, only your way. So
Whatever it is that you want to do, create, or offer, you've got this. Thanks again for joining me today, and have a wonderful rest of your day.